Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Welcome to the RAND CRE Show, commercial real estate with no stone left unturned.
Hey everyone, welcome to the RAND CRE Show. I'm your host, Mike Taravella, and today I just wanted to get on here and talk about property management in general and how I, as the asset manager, hold our team accountable. First things first, I leverage a lot of traction in the processes and systems in there. That book has done a very good job of creating accountability, rhythms, and whatnot. So if you need a resource to use that, check out that book. And if you don't have time to read it, I would highly recommend. They have a lot of resources on their website, so check that out. Traction by Gino Wickman. And so the first level of accountability is on the first, before we even buy the deal, is just aligning with our team and our property managers and setting expectations. So not only just on how the property is going to look, setting up the turn, setting the expectations of when they will be turned and how many units will be turning, but when we're meeting, when are we going to meet and discuss this? What are the meetings going to look like? What are the key performance indicators moving forward? I think when you take over a property, a lot of people, when they underwrite, really make sure they understand and say, we can get turned, do five turns a month or so on and so forth. But you have to make sure your property management team knows that we're turning this property and turning it quick, or if we're going to keep it forever, we're going to slowly, incrementally grow. And it's just important that they understand the business plan through and through so that they can adjust, tweak, and move. Because the last thing you need to work on or need is your property manager not being on the same page as you. Then you miss the marks, then you can't pay your investors. So setting up expectations of what the meetings will look like and when. And that's important for new property managers if you're doing in-house or external when you're using third party. So setting up when they'll meet and what the turns will look like is important. The next thing I like to do is understanding and just doing a deep dive on our key performance indicators and our pulse document. So I sit down with our property managers and walk through a couple of weeks. I don't drill them or quiz them on anything, but it's just super important to show, dear property manager, these are the key performance indicators I look at. Occupancy, delinquency, evictions, turns, marketing, income, expenses, because you need to understand, you need to be looking at the same thing and seeing the same things that you see as the owners to make sure you can execute that business plan moving forward. Because once again, if something happens or is there a disconnect, that could hurt your property moving forward. And then the last thing that I help to keep our property in accountable and our team is budgets. So when you start off the property, everyone sees the underwriting, has those projections, which are all fun and great. But what about year two? What about year three? What happens if we're over on expenses? So we start the budgeting process as soon as we take over a property, but then we do it, review it monthly just to make sure we're in line with it. But more important, every Q4, we evaluate the previous year's budget and then make next year's budget. And it's by no means a perfect system, but when you're making these budgets, you're working together to come up with the numbers and important metrics so that you can execute that business plan moving forward. So if the utilities have gone up, is there leaks? Do we need CapEx? If account for delinquency last year, how about we focus in and see where our numbers are this year? So it's a really important piece that obviously it's a very thorough process, but it's just making sure when you're first starting off, you don't have to have a perfect budget. Just have one, work on it, look at it, and see how you can improve because it just takes time. So So that's kind of it on holding your property manager accountable, is setting the expectation of meetings, what they'll look like and the numbers. Next is the pulse documents and key performance indicators. And last but not least, it's big sexy budgets to help you manage your property. So my investor pro tip is read Gino Wickman's book, Traction, to help get your team in line for this next Q4, but more importantly, Q4 and beyond. So if you have any questions for me, please reach out to me at miket@randcre.com. And until then, we'll see you next week.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.